أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يعمل سوءا أو يظلم نفسه ثم يستغفر الله يجد الله غفورا رحيما. In this chapter that we are commanded to seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, and the great virtues of seeking forgiveness, and the various ayat, and there are many ayat, not only these, in the Quran Sharif with regard to seeking forgiveness and the great virtues and benefits of seeking forgiveness. Yeah, in this ayat Allah Ta'ala encourages us so much to ask for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, and what great promises Allah has made on seeking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا. Any person who has committed and who has done any wrong, a su', any wrong. And in here the ulama have stated whether it is in the rights of Allah Ta'ala or the rights of other people. Of course, the rights of other people have to be fulfilled. If we are owing them money, if we have taken money from anyone, then we have to return that. But any person who has committed that sin, and huququl ibad, we must remember that it is a double sin with regard to that fellow being, and we have to either ask for forgiveness or we have to settle the score with him. For example, we swore somebody, we backbited about somebody, then we have to settle that also. And it is also against the command of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala also. Like if we backbite about somebody, we have broken the laws of Allah also on the one side. The other side is that person's rights also. As far as inheritance is concerned, we have not distributed it correctly, we didn't give the females the correct share, which commonly happens, or anyone else, then that also we have to fulfill that. So that double, that also we have to fulfill. Anyone who is, anyway, anyone in this part of the ayat, that a person who has done wrong, yeah, shirk is not included. That is, besides shirk, besides associating partners to Allah Ta'ala, every other sin Allah Ta'ala say He will forgive. أو يظلم نفسه, or a person who has made zulm to himself, who has oppressed himself, which is also committing sin. Yeah, ulama have written that even shirk is included. But in your lifetime, ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ, and then you ask for forgiveness from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So in other words, yeah, in this ayat, Allah is referring to almost all types of sin. Huququl ibad, that also we must pay up. And when a person is sincere and he pays out the shares of everyone, anyone he has wronged, he does right to those people. And before he could complete all that, he passed away, then it is almost fully hoped that Allah will sort out those matters for him. When he starts sincerely and he starts paying whatever he can afford to pay towards that, and he dies or before that, Allah Ta'ala will settle everything for him. So much Allah Ta'ala has encouraged us. And Allah says, after you have done all this wrong, ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ, and you ask forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. That person will find that Allah Ta'ala is oft forgiving, most merciful. Allah Ta'ala, when we turn to Allah, anyone who makes tawbah, repents, which really means he corrects his life, he changes his life. According to where he was, now he corrects his life. You will find that Allah Ta'ala is ever ready to forgive. Allah Ta'ala will never hold back from forgiveness when a person turns to Allah Ta'ala. And the best is, and if we have that, the tears also flow from our eyes. And if we can make the musalla wet in sajda, and we are asking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, that is even a greater thing. But those who of us whose tears do not come out, that is also no problem. As long as we are sincere, that is also forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. There are, for example, many of us must have noticed the Shias who at Rozai Mubarak, where they believe Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha is also buried, how they cry. If you see their faces, but they don't have correct iman. So those tears are also not a use of anything. Many people, when they come and beg, how they will just let tears flow. But the minute they got what they want, or you refuse them and they turn away, those tears are also gone. So even, but a person must be sincere. If tears flow, much more better. If tears don't flow, that is also from the heart, that you are sorry that your tears are not flowing, that will be also counted in letting your tears flow. So we have to turn to Allah Ta'ala and ask Him that He must forgive us. وقال تعالى in another ayat Allah Ta'ala says وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. And Allah Ta'ala will not punish them as long as you are amongst them. According to some interpretations, this refers to the weak Muslims who were left in Makkah Sharif, who for some reason, they were genuine and sincere, but they could not make hijrat to Medina Sharif. At that time, to make hijrat, to migrate from Makkah to Medina, Medina Sharif had become an Islamic state. It was for us to migrate and go there and be able to practice your deen freely. But these people could not. According to other interpretations, this refers to the kuffar of Makkah, the mushriks of Makkah, that they should make tawaf of Kaaba Sharif also, and they should keep on saying, Ghufranak, Ghufranak, O Allah, forgive us, O Allah, forgive us. Mullah Ali Qari, Rahmatullah Ali, very, very great scholar, muhaddith and muhaddith, he says, إِذَا كَانَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ يُفِيدُ الْكُفَّارِ, that if istighfar can help the kuffar, فَكَيْفَ لَا يُفِيدْ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْأَبْرَارِ, then how won't it benefit the believers who are pious? If istighfar, asking forgiveness, benefits the kuffar also, then how much more won't it benefit the believers? And not only the believers, but the abrar, the very pious believers. So istighfar is for everyone, even the very pious believers, for them also they should be making istighfar. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And Allah Ta'ala will not punish them as long as they make وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ, as long as they are seeking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. So as long as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was present amongst us in this world, Allah won't punish those people. Now that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam has left this world, now as long as the people seek forgiveness from Allah, Allah says He won't punish them. And after seeking forgiveness, that is your past sins, and you did not change your life, then Allah will punish in the year after. If we did not make tawbah, repent, correct our lives, then Allah will punish in the year after. So we have, and it comes in the hadith that I have left two guarantors amongst you. One is my own self. As long as I am in you, I guarantee you that Allah won't punish you. The other is as long as you make istighfar. And not only the words, but the sincerity, and truly we turn to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will forgive and He will not punish. May Allah give us tawfiq to bring this great quality of forgiveness in our lives. And as mentioned before, this has come towards the end of the kitab, which is an indication as a person seems to come to the end of his life, he must increase his istighfar. But nobody knows when his life is going to end, so continuously we should be making istighfar and tawbah to Allah Ta'ala.